This piece is the second installment in a three-part series. You can read the first installment here. You will be amazed. On March 28, 2022, five men heavily armed with guns, knives, and other dangerous weapons invaded the home of Mr. Olanrewaju Siraju and carted away valuables. Not without registering an enduring fear. They threatened to kill and physically hurt him and his wife, both of whom were later hospitalized. The assailants carted away a 2014 edition of Toyota Corolla car, five phones including one Samsung phone, two iPhones, two iPads, two MacBook Pro laptops, a Dell laptop, pieces of jewelry, bank ATM cards, car keys, bank tokens as well as official documents. Although the matter, according to a report on the official website of the organization, was immediately lodged with the police, since then, Mr. Siraju and his family have been left to their fate, while the perpetrators remain at large. The Nigeria police have neither been able to track any of the assailants nor recovered any of the stolen items. Out of over 220 buildings in the estate, Siraju's house was the only one invaded on that day when the perpetrators collected valuable items in the house and coerced Siraju to provide all his security details including phone passwords, bank login details, laptop's passwords after which they gained access to his email, phone numbers including WhatsApp and other messaging platforms as well as bank platforms. To date, Siraju and his family remain refugees in the homes of family friends. But the Siraju-led Haida is unwavering in its commitment, a major manifestation being twin events conceptualized by Haida to commemorate this year's edition of World Anti-Corruption Day, which Haida has decidedly stretched into a whole week for the teeming but continually victimized people of Nigeria. For Haida and the rest of us, it should not be bad news for Nigerians on transparency and accountability all the times. No fewer than three agencies well known to this writer no full-fledged ministry yet have elected to serve Nigerians with utmost commitment to accountability. These are the National Hajj Commission, NAHCON, Nigerian Institute of Medical Research, NIOMR and your well-known as Haka Lloyd-led JAM which keeps upscaling its transparency profile. The latest in the major transparency mechanism of JAM is the recently activated VPN-enabled real-time notification system between JAM and all relevant educational sector agencies of the federal government. As soon as there is any information for all such agencies from JAM or from any of them, they get updated, leaving zero room for false claims on developments and delayed action or total lack of it that may serve as cover for the award of undeserved fortunes. Springing a most pleasant surprise is the new leadership of the National Hajj Commission of Nigeria, NAHCON, captained by Barrister Zikrullah Hassan, which claims and demonstrates its full subscription to optimal values for Nigerian Muslim pilgrims. In the face of a tumultuous forex regime, the new NAHCON leadership secured unprecedentedly cheaper accommodation fees for Nigerian pilgrims in Saudi Arabia, coupled with the patriotic commitment of not requesting any subvention to run the service for the citizens. But for the ingenious decongestion of the accommodation fees for pilgrims in Makkah and Medina, Hajj would have been highly prohibitive for Nigerians as Naira has been depreciating most unimaginably in the currency exchange market.